We're going to pause briefly for station identification. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
This is Rob Casting Radio. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. We're right back on Court 3. A mere 5 minutes after we went off the air, we're ready for our second game. Hat City ready to take on Boomslang. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Rob Adams. Welcome back. Boomslang just coming off a defeat at the hands of Bourne Leaders, and now Hat City. The officials say, let's go, we're ready. We got a fresh cast of characters on the floor, and it's time to play basketball. There are some faces that have rotated in and out as the day have gone along, and Boomslang controlled the opening tip. And a foul is called. It goes on Ruby. That's her first. Ruby for Boomslang. Hat City will inbound it. They're in a combination of black and gold. Black uniforms with gold accents. Lobbed ahead. This intercepted and controlled by Annika. She will turn around and try to bring it back the other way. And a quick whistle. No, they're going to play on. I thought that was a whistle. They work it ahead. Back the other way it goes, though. That intercepted by Hat City, right side of the lane. Reaching in to try to steal it away. It gets knocked around. Comes over along to the right side. A long shot is good. That is a three. So Hat City takes a 3-0 lead. They'll have to go the full length of the court. Joey to bring it to the timeline. Does get it across the stripe, but it's intercepted. She was trying to find Logan at the stripe. It goes the other way, laid up, no good. Second try underneath for Hat City, but she drops down to a knee, and the ball goes out of bounds. Crowd has changed up as well. It's a thinner crowd for this game. Inbound, quick shot, no good from the right side. Annika gets the ball. Annika dribbling out near center court, backs her way across the timeline, pass intercepted, intended for Logan, brought back by Hat City. Heading out to the right side. And almost out of bounds, and in fact it is. 12 and a half remaining, first half. 3-0. Hat City on top. So nice to be with you once again as Joey works it across with a handoff, but a whistle blowing as Olivia was right there. It's Ruby, Annika, Olivia, Logan, and Joey with Isla on the bench. And 12:07 remaining, first half, 3-0. Here's a shot from the left side that clanks around, too strong. Offensive rebound controlled by Hat City. Another try, right side, short this time. And sliding to get it was Logan, but her foot went out of bounds. From this house of sports in Ardsley, New York. Lower Westchester County. You're only a few minutes outside of Yonkers. Nearly stolen. And they will blow the whistle. So Hat City with a 3-0 lead. To the left side it goes in the front court. Played by Annika. Joey on the dribble, had it knocked away from her, stolen back by Hat City. Hat City spinorama, left side of the lane, splitting defenders, wild shot, no good. And it's rebounded by Annika. She gets it across the timeline, spun right back around by Hat City. No numbers for them as they turn and go out to the left side. They didn't have the advantage. So the line, it's handled there. Out to the right, working in, down to the baseline. That's up and good. So Hat City grabs an early 5-0 lead in this zero-gravity tournament weekend. Here in Ardsley. Along the sideline, stolen away from Ruby. Brought back with Hat City. They drive out to the right, blocks up, no good. Settled right back down by Boomslang. So a little off the mark to start this second game of our coverage this afternoon, and the third that I've watched for Boomslang today, as the pass is stolen away by Hat City, going down in a one-on-one, and the Hat City player sprawling down. Play stops, 10:21 remaining in the first half. It's 5-0. Isla will check in. Isla replacing Ruby. Boomslang, such a fun atmosphere. It was so great to be a part of it last year, and I'm very happy to be back. Stayed in touch with folks a little bit during the offseason, and a long shot is good from the left side. So number four for Hat City with 5 points, and it's a 7-0 Hat lead. Logan through defenders, but the ball on the floor. Annika backing in from the right blocks, leaning in. That's up and too strong. Hat City brings it back. Settled down in the backcourt. Bring it across the timeline where the H and S are combined. And the shot here up and good. So a 9-0 start for Hat City. It's an H at center court. Big block style H with a red S right at the very top of the letter. Thus, House of Sports. This stolen away goes to the other end and one. So they're rolling early on. And Hat City, off the foul, now has an 11-0 lead with 9:22 remaining in the first half. They have some height advantage as well. Young lady who checked in, number 44, literally towers over all the Boomslang girls. The bonus free throw, no good. Falls right back down into a waiting Hat City player's arms, and the putback, no good. So it'll stay as is as Boomslang able to control it. Boomslang with work to do. They're down 11-0, 9:10 remaining in the first half, and the ball out of bounds. It'll be Hat City ball. So the ball walked up by Hat City. Pass goes down the left side, wheeling, firing, sits off the front iron, no good. And Isla's got it for Boomslang. Stopping her dribble in the backcourt, brings it across. Annika's got it. Annika looking toward the sideline, had her pocket picked, and it's Hat City to control it. At center court, bringing it across, from right to left they go, up and good. Wow, that young lady is good. She has 9 points. 9 of 13. And Hat City in absolute control. Logan had it go off her leg. Play continues. Now they'll blow the whistle. On a held ball, it'll be out of bounds for Boomslang. Logan will inbound. Does get it in. Into Joey. Joey to the elbow and a whistle. The foul is on Hat City's number 44. It's a shooting foul, putting Joey at the line. So Joey awaiting the ball, she's got it. With two dribbles, a third, dips and puts it up, and no good. A little strong. 13-0 Hat City, and Boomslang trying to get on the board. Second free throw coming up. It is up, and that is good. So the run stops at 13-0. And they put it on the board. It's nice and official, 13-1. Down to the baseline. Sitting underneath for Hat City. And a collision underneath. I believe it'll be Boomslang ball, and that's the case. It's Olivia who will inbound. She brings it in to Logan. Logan dribbling across the logo. Goes to the left side. Play continues. Isla fighting her way through. Near the elbow. Isla looking. Deals back out. Joey from the arc. Off the side iron. No good. And out of bounds to a waiting broadcaster. Hat City to inbound. I had a soccer ball come to me the other day at Brunswick, so it's just bounced right to me. So you got to be ready. That's why you keep your eye on the game, as this will roll out of bounds at the other end. Had a hockey puck to come to me a couple of times while broadcasting as well. That one you want to be a little more cautious of touching. Inbound coming. Isla has disrupted that inbound twice now. And she's right back in her face for the third Hat City inbound. And this time it gets in. Turn around and shot from the right baseline. No good. Out to the left side it goes. Trying to fight out of that. And they do. Hat City controls it right between the circles. To the elbow. Backed all the way out on the right wing. Sent down low. Right side of the lane near the blocks. Bouncing around. Further out, and a whistle has been blown. No shot, and timeout. That's what was wanted. A timeout taken by Hat City. So they get the timeout with 6:46 remaining in the first half. We are with you on the boom mic. And until I'm told otherwise, the notes always told me this was the only program that has its own play-by-play announcer. I was not the first, but I'm here now. So I'm just carrying on the tradition. 13-1, Hat City on top, 6:46 remaining in the first half. Rob Adams with you from House of Sports in Ardsley, New York. Lower Westchester County, always nice to come back to, and obviously not that far away from the home base of Greenwich. Out on the right side, going to the baseline for Hat City, hit off the side of the stanchion and a whistle. Free throw coming. That's no good for Hat City. Second one on the way. There's a girls game going on to our left as well. The girls a little older there. Second try, no good off the miss. Third try, no good. Hat City just having their way down low with the size advantage, and a jump ball will be whistled in the lane. That game is 22-7. One of the hoopers got banged up a little bit. She comes over and takes a seat. Back in our game, a jumper from 10 is good. And Hat City adds two more on to make it 15-1. 6:10 remaining in the first half, and they steal it out near center court. Back at the other end, that's good. Hat City with four different scorers now. They have a 17-1 lead. Across the timeline it goes. Ruby out to Isla, left side. Isla trying to cycle around. Joey nearly stolen. And they do blow the whistle, and the battle continued post-whistle for the ball. Just because there are so many whistles, the girls just keep playing, as they probably should. Joey will inbound it. It stays with Boomslang. Isla to the right side. Isla sends all the way down low. Underneath it went. And a foul called. And so Boomslang will head to the line. Free throw on the way. That's no good. Still have to get myself some Boomslang swag. Need a sweatshirt or something. Second free throw. Second free throw was no good, but they're going to line him right back up. And it's Ruby back to the line. 17-1, 5:33 remaining in the first half. Free throw no good. Annika trying to steal it away, and they'll blow it dead. Hat City has had every answer so far, obviously, with the score being what it is. So they'll bring it up from right to left, and a collision, and the ball rolls out of bounds. Inbound for Hat City. They control it. 5:06 remaining in the first half. Splitting right through defenders. A layup underneath, no good. Sits in the middle of the lane. Second try, no good off the front iron. A third is coming up. That is good. So too many chances in the lead up to 18. 4:45 remaining first half as Isla brings it across the timeline. On the sideline, keeps the control, and it bounces out of bounds. Isla will inbound. Had it knocked away from her and immediately goes out of bounds again. So Isla will get ready for the inbound. Some changes going on. Bounced in. Joey on the baseline. Isla turns around and can't quite connect. Comes up a little short. Throws it up a second time. No. And a foul left side of the lane. Wonder if officials ever get tired of blowing their whistles. Oh, boy. Now it'll be Hat City ball. 19-1 Hat City, 4:10 remaining in the first half. They're not running the clock right now. That's a little problematic. Play continues, though, because that's what we do. On the right side. Still has not started. The officials haven't even looked at it. Right side again. Play continues on. This is a good 20 seconds so far. Boomslang gets the ball back. They're bringing it. Into the front court, a collision. It bounces out of bounds. And now we can stop the clock. And the official said, wait. Now go ahead and run it. So they will just let some time run off. Oh, boy. Fun, isn't it? From the corner, Hat City controls. Right out in front of me, they'll bring it the other way. I'm right behind the baseline. At the near side, of course, because the baseline is 5 feet in front of me. Isla works into the front court where I'm standing. Let's put it that way. Joey, right side, inside the arcs, tries to send down low. Her pass intercepted. And the young lady wearing number 4 has just been dominant, and she lays in 2 more. She has 11 of 21. And the clock down to 3:15 remaining in the first half as Isla walks it to the front court. Stops in the back court, gets it across the line to Ruby. Ruby feeds, intercepted. A couple of the players have their, what I'm assuming are their last names, on their jerseys. Well, this young lady, Ela, just hit another one. A 15-foot jumper to make it 23-1. And she is good. I don't know if she is Danbury-based and if she'll go to Danbury High, but they'll have another good girls basketball player at Danbury, assuming they're from Hat City, meaning Danbury. Ball on the left side for Boomslang and stolen away. Going the other way, looking for more. They've got it. So the Hat City advantage up to now 25-1 and 2:23 remaining in the first half. In the backcourt right now. Boomslang controlling it. Now Hat City has taken it away along the near side. Bouncing around, taken back by Ruby. Ruby ahead to Joey, and whistles blowing. Nope, no whistles. Play continues. Kozyla gave it back to Ruby. Ruby almost had it ripped out of her hands. Now the whistle has blown. So play stops with 1:50 remaining in the first half. And it'll be Hat City ball. Or will it? It's going to be Boomslang ball. And Isla steps out of bounds and looks at the young girl who was going to take it for Hat City and says, excuse me, please get out of my way. She works it in, and it bounces right off of Olivia and into a waiting Hat City player's arms. They bring it back down to the other end. Stand down to the left side. To the elbow, switching around to the right side. Sits along there. Bounced out further toward the arc. Stays just inside. Long, that's a two-pointer. And it's rebounded by Boomslang. Ruby leaves it behind Isla just across the timeline, able to control it. 1 minute remaining in the first half. Bounce pass heading toward Logan, but controlled by Hat City. 50 seconds remaining in the first half, 25-1, and a whistle, and a foul call. So it'll be inbounded by Boomslang with, I believe, 44 remaining in the half. Isla intercepted by Hat City. Bouncing, it'll go out of bounds. And the quick feed of Ryan making that stop. 25-1. Bounce pass comes in. Settled down on the right side for Hat City. They go to the elbow, turning around and firing from the left blocks, no good. A second try is. Down to 15 remaining in the first half. And for Boomslang, see what they can do in the second half. We're down to 5 as the ball is turned over. Hat City back with 4. Hat City with 2. Down to 1. Clock will expire. And Hat City with a 27-1 lead in the first half. They'll take a moment and reset. And we'll stay right here with you. On this very rainy, wind not too bad, but very rainy Saturday here in Lower Westchester County. There is at least, I believe it's a coastal flood watch that is in effect, if I recall correctly. Please don't quote me on that, but I believe that is the case. As the tropical storm churns along the Atlantic coast. Driving here today, I didn't see much in the way of wind or anything like that. I saw, I believe, one tree branch down near Elmsford, but that was about it. There's really nothing to get excited about. It's really, so far, just a rain event, and the rain has not been too bad yet, so we're hoping to get on out of here and get home safely. And we hope you're doing the same. Let's see. The game down on the far court on court one is 19-7. I can't see what the score is on the game on court two. Court three is 27-1, and it's 32-11 on court four. Buzzer is sounded a couple of times. The boys who were going through their own kind of shooting drill have to get off the floor. Although right now, both teams still sitting on their respective benches, so we're still a few seconds away from starting the second half. But 13 points for the leading scorer, which is number four, on Hat City. She has been a constant presence, and Hat City's just gotten every loose ball, and they've got, as I mentioned to you at one point, some significant height advantages. But never let it be said the Boomsland girls are not working hard, because they sure are. But they have one free throw so far for their 1 point. Joey with the 1 point. Otherwise, Hat City has had runs of 13-0 and 14-0. Now the boys have to get off the floor. They will depart. But they always have to get that one last shot and dribble in. With that resolved, they head back to find a place out of bounds. And Joey awaits the basketball to inbound for Boomsland. Boomsland has work to do. They trail 27-1. Looks like Annika and Ruby and Olivia, Joey. And one face I can't quite recognize, but there are five on the floor for Boomsland. Take my word for it. Second half underway. Boomsland along the left side, Joey. Bounce pass further in. Olivia backs it out. Olivia around the perimeter, lobs right side. Battle over there with Ruby. Stolen away on an errant pass by Hat City. Hat City bringing it back with a 26-point lead. Right side, dealing into the corner. Sent back up top free throw line. Looking right, they do go right. Bring it back out to the right wing. Olivia tries to cause a little havoc there. Sent back up top. Played off to the left side. Further left. What ball movement by Hat City. Lot of passing. And they can do that. Remember, no shot clock. Down low it goes. Fed back out right side. Foul line extended on the dribble. Works inside. Out to the left blocks. Up, no good. Too strong. Joey was waiting for the rebound. Ruby will bring it up. Trying to get it back. Ball loose. Turned back and in a two-on-none. Here comes Hat City. Olivia getting back on defense. And they broke it up. Shot went off the front of the rim. Ruby, a very high dribble. Brings it back into the front court. Ruby, right side. Tries to send toward Joey. Joey able to chase it down on that right sideline. All the way up top it goes with 12:37 remaining. 27-1. Lobbed inside, a chase into the corner, and that ball is controlled by Hat City. I had a screen set for me by the official. Bringing it back the other way. Long pass down the right side, good pass along the right side again. Ball dips underneath, trying to save it, it goes. No, they play on. Thought it went out of bounds, not the case. So they keep the ball movement going. Right side, ball fake, no one home. Olivia had it. And now a jump ball called. 11:55 remaining. Clock running, second half. 27-1. Hat City on top. Hat City for the inbound. They get it. Go right baseline. That's up and no good. A second try is good. 29-1. And you may say, why give the score? As the pass is thrown into the backcourt, Joey does pick it up. But the violation, yeah, it will be called. Or will it be called? No, they will not. No, they're giving it back to Boomslang. So I beg your pardon. Why give the score when it's a 28-point game and it's still the job? There's still someone tuning in going, what's going on? So I want to be honest with you. As this is lobbed across and a pull-up no good. Sits in the lane. Boomslang had it. Hat City gets the rebound. 10:51 remaining, second half, 29-1. Out to the left side it goes. Going right, bounces around on the floor. Joey tries to get rid of it, and Joey has the ball ripped out of her hands. It'll be Boomslang basketball. They'll control it. Work to do, chasing with 10:25 remaining. And at this point, it's not even the score you necessarily worry about. You worry about doing right plays and good things, and that's up and no good by Ruby. Ruby on the right side puts another shot up. That was short. Sits underneath. So those are good things. You're creating more down low. But you're also up against a team that has just had all the advantages. Left blocks. Bounce pass underneath. Up. Good. Number 6 for Hat City has 10. So you've got two players in double figures right there. Tells you a lot. Left side. Bounce off a Hat City player, and she takes it away. Slows up her dribble. Brings it across. 9:39 remaining. This game will get over pretty quickly, in part due to the score. Up top it goes. Stays further up top. Stepping left side for Hat City. 9:29 to go. Looking and lobbing. That goes to the left blocks. That's up and no good. Second try is good. Down to 9:09 remaining in this one. As Boomslang tries a shot from the baseline, it will go out of bounds. Clock continues as Logan and Isla check back in. Annika and Joey take a seat. 8:49 remaining. Inbounded to Olivia. Shot no good. Logan tried to get the rebound. And they'll call it in favor of Hat City. Boomslang basketball. I'm Rob Casting on the boom mic. Happy to bring it to you. In it comes for Hat City. Trying to get it across the timeline. Good defense by Logan. Logan with the potential steal. Rolls it all the way over to the corner and out of bounds it goes. Few players checking back in for Hat City. They're in the black and gold. Boomslang in their blue and white combo. A couple of different Boomslang uniforms out there, but they're all still in the same, you know, same blue and white. The tones might be a little different if it rolls out of bounds. It will be Hat City ball. Olivia guarding against the inbound. It's knocked right back out. It'll stay with Hat City. And again, Olivia, the defender. Brings it right in to the elbow. Couple of dribbles down low and a foul. That'll go on Logan. We'll try to see you from time to time throughout this fall. And we'll try to be along for some of these weekends as we can. We have a lot of football and soccer duties as well, so there's a lot of things going on. But we'll try to check in as best as we can. We'll work out the broadcasting schedule along the way. Follow me on Twitter, or X. I still call it Twitter. First free throw, no good. At double five, D-O-U-B-L-E 5. Second free throw with 6:44 remaining. That's good. So number 6 has 11 points. 34-1, and the ball stolen back the other way. Layup, no good, a foul. And Logan picks up her second quick foul. Boomslang has played hard through all three games that I have watched this afternoon. We've broadcast two of them, but I walked in and they were playing when I walked in, so I watched the balance of that game as well. Free throw here is no good. 2nd one coming. We're down to 5:54 remaining. And that one is good. Sent down along the left side. Turn around. That's no good. An air ball bouncing for Boomlang. It goes out of bounds. 5.5 remaining. 35-1 Hat City. Inbound Olivia. She had it blocked right out in front of her as she tried the shot. Good scrum for it, but taken back by Hat City. They've got numbers coming the other way. Right side of the lane, up and no. Rebound is no good as well. But a third rebound gives it out to the left side. Ball sits on the floor. Turned around up top. Stolen away, taken by Ruby. Then stolen right back by Hat City, but it'll go out of bounds. Right to the scorer's table with 5 minutes remaining. Isla will inbound. She's telling Logan, get to my left. Brings it in. Long shot coming from Logan. No good. She did get off the front iron. It would have been a three. Controlled by Hat City. 4:39 remaining. 35-1. Sent inside. Middle of the lane all alone. That's no good. Second try underneath. A third try coming. That's no good. The height advantage working for Hat City. Again, middle of the lane, no. That's at least four shots that I have called, and they're going to blow a whistle. And I believe they're going to call a foul. One of the players for Hat City lost her glasses, too. So good job to stop that play as a glasses wearer myself. Isla's going to inbound it. The great Isla sends it in. Down to Logan. Up and no good off glass. Why'd I call her the Great Isla? Because she was looking right at me, by the way. Not playing favorites. But she looked at me and gave me kind of a big grin as if to say, say my name, Rob, say my name. Thrown down the left side, it'll go out of bounds. So you want the girls to learn the game, but if our coverage can make all of you kind of enjoy it and give the girls a little happiness too, why not? On the inbound, Hat City controls, and a baseline jumper is good. And that's number four again, who's been quiet. She has 15, and boy, did she have a smile as she pulled up and hit that. 37-1, 3:10 remaining. Whistle has blown. They have stopped the clock with 3:07 to go. Next game is already lining up and ready to go. Boys sitting along the base, third try. Sideline to my left. That's correct. Clock has stopped. Someone is cleaning up. The official's cleaning up some moisture at the other end. I don't know if that's a spilled water or what the case is, but regardless, they will deal with that. It should be 37-1 on the board. That doesn't really matter right now. But this is turned into a timeout. As players from the Spartans have come out to take a moment and warm up. And the officials allow this, so I guess it's no big deal when players come out in a break like this. As long as it's not hurting anybody, I suppose. Well, we thank everyone here at House of Sports and the three teams that we have covered today for just kind of letting us hang out here beyond the baseline and stay out of trouble. Always our goal. Still 3:07 remaining. The girls are off at their respective benches. Well, at least Hat City's out near center court. Boomslang is over at their court, but kind of waiting to go back and play. Buzzers are sounding, mass hysteria going off, so I don't really know where we are at this point. The official is just talking to the scoreboard operator. At the other end, they are doing some cleaning, so that's what's going on. They've broken out some paper towels, and so apparently there was some kind of spill. And with a bunch of girls, or boys for that matter, playing basketball, you know how easily you can slip on that. So everyone trying to clean up whatever trouble there is. So we're in a break with 3:07 remaining in the second half. Good weekend of college football, if that's your thing. NFL gets going again tomorrow. Baseball gets the night off, at least in this area, thanks to the weather. The Yankees postponed their game several hours ago with the Arizona Diamondbacks after a night in which Aaron Judge hit 3 home runs for the second time this season. And would you believe in the history of the New York Yankees, dating all the way back to 1903, that has never happened, that a Yankee has hit 3 home runs in a game twice in a season? A franchise that has included Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, and Lou Gehrig, 3 great home run hitters, never had two 3 home run games in a season. So kind of cool. We are in basically a facility delay with 3:07 remaining. And this court has been overtaken by these boys who are just warming up for their next game. The Hat City girls are on the floor. There is a member of the facility at the opposite end with a roll of paper towels, kicking and dabbing and swiping at the liquid. And that's what's going on. That's why I am literally babbling to you about baseball and anything else. Scoreboard still says 35-1. I have 37-1, but again, all that is really immaterial. It's just from my own accuracy standpoint. Maybe I'm OCD, I don't know. The high-rise girls are standing on the logo at center court. Some of the Boomslang girls are hanging out nearby. But that's where we are. At the other end, there are players warming up as well as they continue to mop up water. So it's a little chaotic here right now. Not in a bad way, nothing dangerous. As Boomslang is headquartered in Greenwich, Connecticut, both the two of the Greenwich High School football teams played last night. Brunswick with a rather definitive victory over Salisbury. And Salisbury's been a bit of a rival for them for several years, but a very emphatic victory. I believe it was 42-21, if I recall. I'll be back on Brunswick football next weekend, but I didn't do that game last night. I instead was with the Greenwich High School Cardinals up in Meriden, Connecticut, as they played the Maloney Spartans and beat them on a field goal. They had to drive 50 yards in about a minute two and kick a 42-yard field goal from a high school kid, Eric Perino, and he nailed it. So definitely a highlight in the state of Connecticut last night. Really fun game to be a part of. Chris Irway and I had the call right here on Robcasting as well as Terrestrial WGCH Radio. We're still in our break here. We are in such a complete stoppage. One of the officials is on his cell phone just sitting over at the scorer's table. And there are upwards of 5 people at the opposite end of the floor from where I am mopping up whatever was spilled. There are paper towels spread out all over. And at the moment, this game will go on. There's 3:07 remaining in it, but it's mostly been running clock here in the second half. Of course, with water bottles and whatever else, it's very easy to spill some kind of liquid, but the problem is it causes this kind of delay, and we've been delayed now, what, 8, 9, 10 minutes? I have to admit, I did not make note when this delay started. I just did not envision it taking this long. They are literally emptying rolls of paper towels at the opposite end of where I'm standing. Boomslang's team is over at their bench, staying loose, talking. Hat City standing on the floor, their coach with them. And again, this long delay continues. If you're just joining us, we're at House of Sports in Ardsley, New York. Boomslang basketball, we're live on the boom mic in our second game of the day. Boomslang has played 3 games since I came in the door. They lost 30-19 in their first game. Then we saw them roughly an hour ago, and they lost 25-18 to Bourne Leaders. And they are now telling the boys to get off the court. And again, there's that one last shot that just has to be put up. All right, the teams have left the floor. The girls' teams have mostly returned. The chaos of the spilled beverage, or whatever the case may be, has been cleaned up from what we see, but they are still putting some paper towel down. But it looks like they're going to try to complete this game. They're just unspooling one long thing of paper towels, but they're going to let the game go on. Isla will take the ball out of bounds to our left, on what would be considered the near sideline. Scoreboard still says 35-1, so I'm going to have to assume that's what they're going with. 3:07 remaining. The official is talking to someone out of bounds. Isla's just waiting for the ball. Has to be frustrating. I know for me isn't. Yeah, I can see Isla's getting frustrated. She's kind of like, sir, can I have the ball, please? Can we play? The other official's going, let's go here. Away we go. Joey on the inbound. Joey taking it left. Staying left. Joey up top, dribbling all the way across. Joey to the right side, hauls it up. Bounces, and it heads out toward wherever the beverage was, so it'll stay there. They're still dabbing, 2:47 remaining, and that clock's still running. They're going to have to try to inbound the ball right there. It's Hat City's ball, so at least you can get away from the liquid for a moment. 2.5 remaining. Stays in the backcourt. Twisting it across the timeline. Hat City controls it. They'll play a lot of keep away, you would imagine. Twisting and turning, it's bouncing over to the wrong place where it's picked off and taken by Boomslang. They'll bring it back the other way. A pull-up is well short. Sits down underneath and stolen by Hat City. Coming up on the final 2 minutes remaining in this one. Across the timeline, turned around. It's Isla with it. Isla now in a one-on-one. Isla in the lane, had it deflected and out of bounds. says she was hit on the elbow, and Coach Ron, at the very least, is amused. Isla's a funny kid. And Isla will get two shots. So the official agreed with her. She was hit on the elbow. Clock continues to run. First free throw is good. And so the drought over. Isla makes it what should be, I think, 37-2, and she hits them both and raises her right hand in triumph. 108 remaining. Hat City across the timeline, goes to the right side. Isla playing defense, lobbed down, nearly stolen away. Able to get a hand on it, nothing doing, bouncing down, goes to the left blocks. Back to Hat City, 49 seconds remaining, stays on the left side in the blocks. Spun around, up top, lobbed along the right side, foul line extended, heading back toward the free throw line. Fake at the elbow, shot up, that'll bounce out of bounds. And it's Isla to inbound. Into Logan with 25 seconds remaining as I just knocked equipment over. Here's a long shot, no good, out of bounds. Under 20 to go. Hopefully we're still on the air and we'll survive to see the end of this one. On the scoreboard, 35-3. I've got 37-3. Your mileage may vary. We're down to the final 5 seconds. They will blow the whistle, but the clock will keep running, and we're done. So it was just too much Hat City for Boomslang this afternoon. We'll go with the scoreboard final of 35-3, and that pretty much wraps up our coverage from here today. But it's great to be back with everyone. I know that's not the desired result that you want, but the girls seem to have fun, and that matters. As we get ready to wrap things up today, we will see you again very soon. I promise you that. Don't quite know when yet. But we will see you down the road. Okay, that'll do it. Two games for us today. Final scores in this one. In the first game, Bourne leaders over Boomslang 25-18. And here in our second game, Hat City 35, Boomslang 3. We thank you for joining us on this rainy, dreary Saturday afternoon, and we wish you very safe travels throughout the balance of the weekend. For the Boomslang Basketball Club family, I'm Rob Adams saying so long from House of Sports in Ardsley, New York. You've been listening to Boomslang Basketball Club action here on the Boom Mic on Robcasting Radio. I'll see you on WGCH in a couple of days and on Brunswick Soccer as well here on Robcasting and on Local Live. But for now, you've been listening to Boomslang Basketball action. From Ardsley, New York, have a good weekend, everyone. So long. Powered by Rob Casting Radio. This concludes our broadcasting day. For more information, follow us on Twitter @RobCastingRadio. Thank you for listening.